As if on cue, Percy showed up at his door, drinks in his hand. "Come in, Percy. A man with drinks is always welcome."
"I noticed you had a visitor earlier. Is everything okay?" Percy asked.
Beck spent a few minutes revisiting the entire story while enjoying an ice-cold Bombay Sapphire and tonic. "You know, Percy, I was quite happy with my retirement. Heck, I just wake up thinking about what TV dinner I'd tee up for that evening. My biggest decision after that was whether to go to the gym or just vegetate. In the matter of a few days, I'm involved with a young girl, apparently have a dog, am drinking with a disbarred lawyer, and may have a client for some sort of private investigation firm I never intended to open. What in the world happened?"
"Life, I guess," Percy laughed out loud.
Shortly, Shelby showed up with a very welcome pizza. "Hey, y'all, start drinking without me?" Shelby asked, only half joking.
"Unintentional, I assure you," Mac responded.
Percy started to excuse himself, thinking he was intruding on a date, but Shelby urged him to sit back down.
"We've got way more pizza here than we need. Might as well help us kill it," Shelby said.
Percy appreciated the invitation, having no idea what he might eat for dinner. The trio settled in for several slices of pizza and the requisite apportionment of alcoholic beverages. Mac reviewed everything he knew about Jimmy's dilemma one more time. They cleaned up the mess and Mac retrieved his laptop.
"Mac, isn't the guy we're looking for an adult?" Percy asked.
"I don't think he's 21, but he's certainly no kid," Mac responded.
"I am thinking he has every right to head out on his own," Percy observed, playing the proper attorney.
"Point taken, but Jimmy thinks he may be involved with drugs and maybe worse," Mac pointed out.
"Still, Percy is telling it like it is," Shelby interjected.